Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being on the right track, on being on track with God. Following Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so as we consider what that looks like, we consider the path or the track that God has laid out for us, that He prepares for us, that He guides us on. And today we're going to talk about a track with protection, knowing that God cares that we don't get derailed, that we don't stumble, that we don't fall to the point we fail to get up. Psalm 18, verse 36 says, "You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn." As one that enjoys out hiking and trails of all kinds, there's been more than once where I've turned an ankle. The footing was not solid underneath me, or it was so narrow that I thought I was stepping on the path, but I slipped and the edge of my foot went over and it kind of rolled, and that's not a pleasant thing. Now, one of the things that I want to make clear is this isn't like a bulldozer, that life is easy all of a sudden because God has broadened the path and now you have this paved trail with no difficulty at all, just a trail of ease. Now, I think we would like that. Sometimes people come to Christ and they expect that, but that's not really what God teaches. What He does teach is that as we put our faith in Him, that He helps us through those rough areas. He places our feet where they need to be. As we pay attention, as His Word is that lamp and light unto our path, we can see the level spot. We read this and we think of He levels the path before me, and we think of it being, well, without rocks, without roots, without hardships, without troubles. And the difficulty is those things are present. Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble. But one of the things I've discovered, if I pay attention to the path, generally most paths that I hike, I can find a level spot to put my foot. It may not be a large level spot. It may not be the level spot at the exact place where I would like it to be. But they're there. And God's Word is that guide which helps us to find those level spots in the midst of trouble, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of tragedy. There's so many things that happen in life that, well, kind of stress us out. Dealing with a truck issue and second car that's not acting like it ought to, and trying to keep my mind at peace when all of these resolutions are taking longer than I think they ought to. And as the stress builds, I have to continually remind myself that there's a level spot in here somewhere. And God's Word helps me to see that. God's Word directs me in that. God's Word guides me to a place of peace. Not always a place where the conflict or the trouble is removed, but a place of contentment in the midst of the conflict and the trouble. And so as we go on with life, we discover that this track with God is a track that helps us. And it provides the protection that we need so that we are not destroyed, so that we reach that destination of eternity with Jesus. The great thing about a track is once you're on it, unless something derails you, you're going to get to that destination. That's why I love to think of this journey with God. With God's Spirit in my life, with the help of His Spirit and His Word as a track. And it's not always a straight track. The track will go up over hills and down through valleys and curve around rivers and lakes and streams, and it avoids the trouble and it goes over the trouble and sometimes it goes through the trouble. But if I stay on the track, I'm protected. And my journey ends where it really begins. And that's with Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all the things that we need in order to come to you and to be on a track where you provide the protection that we need. You make smooth spots for us to stand. You level out the track when it's too steep, when the curves are too dangerous. And yet even in the midst of that, there are times where we stay on track, even though it looks frightening, because we know that you're leading, that you're guiding. And that even when the track runs right through the midst of the trouble, we can agree with the psalmist that your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Your presence gives us peace. So God, today I pray that in the turmoils of life, and some of those turmoils are big to us, some of those turmoils others look at and think we don't have anything to worry about. But God, it's not a competition. It's our individual walk with you. And for those things that seem overwhelming to us today, may we look for those smooth spots, those level places, those places of peace and contentment. And Father, as we find those level places of peace and contentment, may we lift up Jesus as the one who brought them there and who brought us to them. So that as we lift up Jesus, many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.